Please be seated, and if other youngsters would care to come and join us, you're welcome to do so. If you'd like to bring a parent or a grandparent or a friend, that's perfectly all right. Good morning. Good morning, guys. Good to see you. Well, today we're going to talk about something that I'm sure you have already been taught, and that is to say thank you. Whenever somebody does something nice for you or when they give you something, in the first service, I got to thank my daughter Sarah because she sings in the choir in the first service because she brought this stole from Guatemala. Some of you may have been here when Jeff Hassel spoke about our mission down there. Well, she brought this from Guatemala and gave it to me. And of course I said thank you when she first brought it to me. But this allowed me to say thank you and embarrass her in front of all these people. You just heard Pastor Becky read a story about Jesus and 10 people who came to him who had a disease. And because of this disease, they had to live either by themselves or only with other people who had the disease. It was called leprosy. In fact, any time that people had skin problems, they had to live apart. And if anybody came close to them, they were supposed to shout, "Unclean, unclean," to keep them from coming too close because people thought that you could catch it, that you could catch this disease. Well, Jesus sees 10 of these folks. And it's interesting. What he says to them is, "Go to the priest." That seems kind of funny. But what he meant was, if you go to the priest can say, "You're cured. You don't have this disease anymore." And along the way as they went, sure enough, their skin healed up. Well, one of them, instead of going all the way to the priest, when he saw what was happening, turned back and started thanking God, praising God for being rid of this terrible disease, and went back to find Jesus. And he threw himself on the ground and thanked Jesus for curing him, for helping him. And Jesus said, "Wait, weren't there 10? How come only one came back?" Well, that's the question. Do we want to be one of the 9 who receive the gift but don't say thank you? Or do we want to be the one who comes back to say thank you? You want to be the one. See, the thing is, you're here. You already are the one. You've come to church to say thank you to God for all those gifts. So you are already the person who came back to say thanks. I'm going to tell some more stories about how we give thanks. And I hope you can connect it to this story and to you when you get to say thank you to your mom or your dad or even your brother or sister when they do something nice for you, right? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us so many gifts. And thank you for giving us in our hearts the chance and the ability to say thank you to those through whom you share those gifts. Especially we thank you for the gift of your love in Jesus. Amen. Thanks for coming down.